My guest today is a beautiful Italian import, Daniela Schachter. This brilliant young pianist and singer is taking America by storm. She's the recent recipient of the Mary Lou Williams Jazz Piano Competition. And now she's here with me. Hi.
Hello, how are you? I'm very honored to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you are here, Daniela.
Oh, I'm glad you picked me.
Well, I'm curious about so many things. First of all, how long have you been here?
I have been since September 99. I went to Berkeley for 3 years. I graduated, and now I'm here since I have been in New York since a couple of years ago.
You seem to have done so many things already. It's amazing. How did you decide you were going to come to America?
I got a scholarship from Berklee College of Music, and I thought about this opportunity. And I came here thinking about staying for 6 months, but then I decided to stay longer, and then I decided to stay longer, and now I think I'm going to stay here for a while.
Well, you're doing so many wonderful things. I think it's great that you should stay.
That's true.
Probably one of the first things I would love to hear from you is play a tune.
Thank you. I will play Thinking About You, which is a composition of mine that I recorded recently for my second CD.
Wonderful. So many things to ask you. What part of Italy are you from?
I'm from Sicily.
Okay.
Very south of it.
Yeah. So what got you started on piano? Did you always play from a little child?
Yes, I started at age 8. And my father was a pianist, and my mom a singer.
Oh.
My father was a professional pianist for long time, then he changed his career, and so there was always music in my apartment, always.
So that was certainly a way to get you started.
Yes.
Thinking about it, did you take lessons or did you just start playing?
I started playing, and my brother was playing guitar and piano by ear, and then I decided to I asked my father to take some lessons, some piano lessons.
That's really great. It's funny because I did the same thing. And for some strange reason, my mother wanted me to take violin lessons. And I really didn't like the violin. So that didn't last long. But mostly I haven't had that many lessons. So about how old were you when you decided to come over here?
I was 26, something like that.
Really? Boy,
you
looked like a baby. Well, very, very young. So that was the right place to go with Berklee. I read about you. You must have met all the people I know there, like Phil Wilson, Gary Burton, all those people.
I did. And I was playing in Phil Wilson big band for almost 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had also a small group, of a 10-piece band, and I was writing some arrangements and compositions for it. It was really... He's such a nice person.
Isn't he? And funny.
Yes, he is.
I just went up there recently. It was so great to see all these people that I knew for so many years, especially Phil and Gary. So then I guess you started out on your career of having your own group?
Yes, I started there, but I started in Sicily already, composing, and then I brought all my compositions here. I started rehearsing with a group and with different musicians because Berkeley is great for this reason as well. You meet so many musicians and you work with so many people, so many musicians.
That such good people, too.
Yes.
Anyway, more music. How about another tune?
Definitely. I will play Dark Blue, which is another composition of mine, and it's on my second CD as well.
Great. Now, something I wanted to ask you, you haven't heard you sing yet, but did you start singing when you were a kid? Did that?
No, I started a little later when I used to accompany for classical singers.
Oh.
And I learned a lot of things, and then I was accompanying jazz singers. And I was always helping them to get the right notes. And then I started practicing at home and having fun with it. And I decided to take some lessons just for fun. And then here I took some other lessons. And now I'm playing a lot, singing, playing and singing.
That's wonderful. You seem to have a really kind of a forward-looking kind of personality. Like, you just know you can do certain things. I bet you just knew you were going to be a good singer.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to have fun and play and sing music that I like. That's all I want to do. I don't want to really think, oh, I'm a singer now. No, I'm still studying, I'm still practicing.
No, but it's funny, it comes out in your music that you want to have a good time and you want to enjoy everything you do, because that's what music is about. I mean, it shouldn't be all that serious. Or
that's true.
You've got to have fun. True. So, and you picked a tune I really love, Detour Ahead. Love that tune. So I'll sit here and enjoy hearing you.
Thank you.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.